This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So it's been our annual ride of winter, 5 months ahead of Monroe County's finest evening. The announcement tonight by the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame of class number 7 to be enshrined on Friday night, July 14th at the Bloomington Convention Center. Another all-star roster of 10 men and women who have distinguished themselves as athletes and coaches over the decades, plus our contributor and humanitarian. For the new class of 10, bringing the total now to 76 since the inception of the Hall of Fame in 2011. Tonight, the president of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, Kit Klingelhofer, who's been serving now his second term as president and his fifth year overall on the board, joins us tonight along with the president of Comprehensive Financial Consultants, David Hayes, who is our obviously big-time man, the corporate sponsor of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. David will be joining me in a second along with Kit. And we have a whole board engaged in activity tonight here at Yogi's. And we'll be talking and getting reaction from some of the new members that will be enshrined into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame on July the 14th. And these board of directors really have substance behind them as well, men and women who have given voluntary time and effort into the painstaking but enjoyable process enlarging the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame with the addition now of this 2017 class. Time as always to open our sports treasure chest as we make it official tonight on this seventh day of February. Along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, Joanna and Mike Glascott, our on-site producers, and all of our sponsors, including Comprehensive Financial Consultants and President David Hayes. We're live from Yogi's Kitchen and Tap. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, proud to have served on the board of directors from day one, and it's time to unveil our six athletes, two coaches, and our contributor and humanitarian for 2017. But before we do that, Kit Klingelhofer alongside. This is his second sojourn as president of the board, numbering 16 strong, and we're going to be adding to that soon, Kit, as we move forward the process. But just some thoughts and comments, and we have a great crowd here tonight, but kind of characterize the 2017 class of 10 that we have.
Well, obviously another exceptional class, Joe, and, one thing I like about it, it's wide-ranging among sports. I said this last year, and I'll say it again. I think when you look and try to rank the classes, this class stacks up with any that we've put in previously. And so I'm really excited tonight. The fact we got five of our inductees that are going to go in this year or join us here tonight, I think that's real exciting. It's the most we've ever had for an induction show like this. And obviously it's great to have David Hayes here. And the contributions that they have helped us, Comprehensive Financial and David, helped get this organization off the ground. And really want to thank him for all their efforts and what they've done for us over the years.
Well, we're going to do that right now. And, David, it's great seeing you. And this whole room here, we cannot throw out enough thank yous for taking over as corporate sponsor like you have. But you've been around us now, and you're obviously looking at the class of 2017 and on down the line. But two, it's the educational things that we do for the Monroe County High Schools. Talk a little about that, and talk to me about your experience in just hanging around the HOF these years, my friend.
Well,
welcome
I've
to the show.
It. Thank you very much. You know, this past year we had the opportunity to be on stage and hand out the scholarships to the young people from the various high schools. I really, really enjoyed that. It was the very first year I had a chance to say anything to the crowd. Didn't necessarily want to, didn't want to extend the evening, but Joey kind of stepped to the left and gave me a gesture to the front, and I went up and gave a little talk that has somewhat become legendary now as I move
around.
Yes,
it has.
You know, I thought, hey, when the Hall of Fame first came about, I was a pretty decent football player. I thought I might have a chance, but then as the inductees started to roll through and I realized there were Olympians, multiple state champions, people that made it to the highest level of the game, I had to, of course, do what any logical person would do, and that's buy your way in. So that's what I did. And so here I am, and I appreciate it. You know, sports meant so much to me growing up. It really helped create an identity for me. It created a sense of of being counted on by other teammates and friendships that I still have today. In fact, I'm having dinner with someone tonight that I played Little League football with.
There you go.
So, yeah, it means a lot, and I just am so appreciative to be able to be just a you guys say a big part, I think a very small part of something really, really big.
Well, you know, what we've been able to do is increase the increments for the college scholarship fund. Talk about that, and again, you've been a big man here lately improving the increment, increasing the increment to these young men and women of our high schools.
Right. I mean, the banquets have been a huge success. Obviously, that raises some money, but without the sponsors, you know, you really couldn't raise the scholarship levels. We doubled it, I think, Kit, last year from $500 to $1,000 each, and you know, that's a meaningful amount of money for a young person. It buys some books. It helps them get some things off the ground, and this is checks in their hand. Unlike some of the scholarships that you have to send to the bursar, you have to do the different things. It's pretty cool to walk away from the banquet with an actual physical check in your hand.
David Hayes joining us, the president of Comprehensive Financial Consultants, our title sponsor. Kit Klingelhofer, president of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. You know, I use that word painstaking, but it is a lot of fun because although it is, and we'll throw that in there, it's enjoyable. Talk to me a little about, for those people listening in, Kit, that might not be aware of the selection process and how it has all worked and evolved.
Well, Joe, it actually starts, and we take nominations from anybody. Because, you know, we're a 16-person board, and, you know, we're not going to come up with every name. I'm Bob Hamill, just a couple years ago, unearthed one of our inductees tonight, you know, that really nobody knew anything about. And there's people out there. I had lunch with David today and Jim Murphy, and Jim Murphy threw out a name, a former wrestler who really probably needs to be on our ballot. So anybody can submit a nomination, and then we collect our list of nominations. We we have our list of nominations, and we start the process in October of going through and nominating people. The board does it after from our selection list, and actually pare it down over 3 months. And it can be painstaking, like you said. It is fun to talk about them. It can get very passionate in the room as we talk about the candidates, because all 16 of us aren't agree on all 10. But the bottom line is, at the end of 3 months, everybody is on board with the ultimate selections. And again, anybody's always going to say, well, this person should be in before this person, da-da-da-da. Right. But I think we work very hard and very conscientiously to try to get the best people that particular year in the Hall of Fame class. And, again, like I said, we hope to have it done in 3 months. We start in October. We kind of pair the list originally. We go through kind of a semifinal list and kind of cut it to a final list at the end of November. And then if we're fortunate, we get it done in December.
David, talk to me a little about, and you've been there every year, and last year was a sellout, and we were thankful that for the first time in our existence, we had a crowd of over 400. Talk to the people out in the listening audience what the atmosphere is like when you walk into the convention center as we each and every year usher in 10 new enshrinees.
Well, the meet and greet last year was a remarkable success. In fact, I think they had to pretty much close the doors and use a bullet horn to get people out to get the event started. The attendance really is driven by the inductees. So a lot of the inductees, like I remember John Holmes brought in three or four tables of friends and family. I know for sure some of the inductees that are here tonight are going to bring a big contingency as well. But then once you're there and you realize how much fun it is and the history behind some of these inductees, you want to come back. I enjoy the heck out of it. Usually we're front and center, so the only requirement for us is to go to the restroom before the event starts so that you're not embarrassed getting up and moving around, which is a pretty easy thing to do. But it's a classy deal. It's a very classy event, very well run. It's been fantastic. I enjoy the heck out of it. Even if we were not the corporate sponsors, I would absolutely be there every single year.
All right, just getting started, and we'll be announcing the 2017 Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame when we come back. The voice of David Hayes, president of Comprehensive Financial Consultants, our title sponsor, President Kit Klingelhofer, and we'll be back at Yogi's Kitchen and Tap on Hall of Fame night. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Will Boatman, Mike Glasscott, Joanna Glasscott, our Our on-site producers here at Yogi's Kitchen and Tap. Yes, same location, brand new name. I like it. And our Employee of the Week, Dinah Dejani. So congratulations out to her. By the way, Beer School a little bit later, Kit, here with Fountain Square out of Indianapolis, the featured brewery a little bit later tonight after we leave the airways. Let's take a look right now at our bios, and we'll be talking to well, a young man that will be joining us on July the 14th. He's going to be joining us here in a few seconds. But we get to the announcement tonight that we all are awaiting, and that is the list of six athletes, starting with Stephanie Bassett, class of 84, Bloomington North, track and cross country. She was all-state in both, winning the state title in the track's mile in 84, finished fourth in 83, competed in the, well, the IHSA's first girls cross country meet back in 81 and finished 17th. And she went on to be, well, just an outstanding collegian, a contributing runner on Wisconsin's 84 and 85 NCAA championship teams, a member of four Big Ten champs up in Madison, finishing 10th as an individual her freshman year. In 2006, at the age of 39, she finished third in the Masters division of the Chicago Marathon. She wore maroon and gold, and our first athlete to be enshrined in July, Stephanie Bassett, Bloomington North, class of 84, track and cross country, ladies and gentlemen. Our next member to be enshrined, Dobby Grossman, the third member of the Grossman family. Dad Danny, and obviously nephew Rex are already in the Hall of Fame. And now we add a young man. When I first came to Bloomington and began sports in 70 and 71, came across this kid. Bloomington High School, class of 71, football and baseball, the one of the most prolific quarterbacks in city high school history on the high-scoring Panther team, right in that 60-game winning streak, 36 touchdowns, over 2,600 yards. He had a school record 6-1 game, and I always tell the story, that was my very first broadcast. It was at Bullitt Stadium in Seymour in 1970 when he uncorked those six against the Seymour Owls. But he went on, was an outstanding baseball player for the late Marvin Groh, who's in our Hall of Fame, and played on that 69 state runner-up team, and a two-year starter, three-year letterman in basketball, but he was the starting quarterback. Remember the name Paul Dietzel at South Carolina, and then he quarterbacked the Hoosiers under Lee Corso at IU. The third member of the Grossman family tree, Dobby Grossman, Bloomington High School, class of 71, football and baseball. Our next young man also hailed from Bloomington High School, class of 70, baseball, football, and golf. His name, Mark Litz. Just an outstanding pitcher, as I remember. We had two dandies down at Bloomington South. Frank Whitney was one. Mark Litz was the other. A player at all levels of youth baseball. He was actually drafted by a couple of major league teams, Seattle and Cincinnati, but he elected to go to Indiana. In football, he was all-state. He was a heck of a punter on that unbeaten 69 Panther team. And all despite diabetes that first threatened his career at a young age when he was only 15. And then on top of that, he had Tommy John surgery on his pitching elbow after his sophomore year at Indiana. He lettered in golf, though, in junior and senior year. And he went on and he was forced out of baseball. He picked up the club, and away he went. A three-time Bloomington City golf champ. He's a Hall of Famer out at the Cades. He won the Indianapolis District. He became the golf pro back in 84, the PGA golf professional, when he signed on in 90 in that regard. But a 22-year teaching pro at Cascades. He introduced Hook a Kid on Golf that is still running up to this day, and the junior programs as well. He was also the pro at IU, the Eagle Point courses, and despite losing recently his right foot in a mowing accident a couple of years ago, he continues to move well and continues to teach the game of golf. Welcome, Mark Litz. We'll be hearing from him in a second. Bloomington High School, class of 70, baseball, football, golf. Also joining us live out of Ellettsville and EHS, Corey Martin, class of 03. And he was something else. Track and field still is. He teaches it now for Ron Helmer at Indiana U. But state and NCAA champion, third-ranked shot putter in the world in 2011, 72-6 and a quarter, 16th best on the all-time world list. He won in high school the 03 state discus title. He was second in the shot. Then he went on down to the Southeastern Conference, a nine-time All-American at Auburn. He won the 08 NCAA Outdoor Shot Put and Hammer. He was named by the coaches to the 2008 USA Field Athlete of the Year, one of the best all-round throwers in U.S. history. He made the U.S. team for the World Outdoor Championships in Moscow, also the 2010 World Indoor Championships. He's already in one Hall of Fame, the Indiana Track Coaches Hall of Fame in 2011. And as I say, now he coaches under Ron Helmer after 2 years as a volunteer. The name, Corey Martin, Edgewood, class of 03, track and field. And Corey will be joining us in a second. We have a young man joining us now, class of 43, Bloomington High School wrestling. His name, Jennings Polly. Two-time state champion, one-time runner-up as leader of the Panther teams that won state titles all three of his varsity years. He won at a skinny 95 pounds as a sophomore, 127 pounds as a senior. He lost only two matches, Jennings Polly, his entire high school career. He was coached by the great Harold Mumby, a member of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame charter class back in 2011, a World War II veteran, inducted into the Indiana Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame in 74, and ladies and gentlemen, at 91, he is the oldest living selectee for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, married to his beautiful wife, Patty, for over 70 years. They have 10 grandchildren, and by the way, they both just celebrated birthdays last month. Jennings Polly, Bloomington High School, class of 1943. And Jennings joining us. And first of all, my friend, thanks for coming on board. I've got so many questions for you, I don't know where to start. But you're looking fine, my man.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Hey, Mike, help me with the mic there just a second so we can get his comments here. I got Kit down, so let's see. We got a little feedback here, but anyway. Jennings, just talk a little about wrestling, first of all, for the legendary Harold Mumby. You went back when you were a high school kid.
Well, I was a wrestler because of a basketball coach named Glenn Bretz. I wanted to play basketball in the worst way when I was a freshman, and he put his arm around me one day and he said, Jennings, you're wasting your time. You'll never make it. He said, if you want to be in sports, you go to wrestling. So I went to Mr. Mumby and I said, I'd like to come out for the wrestling squad. You're right, I weighed 78 pounds. The limit was 95. I didn't win very many matches that first year.
So you're a little underweight, yeah.
I was a little bit underweight. Yeah. But the next year, I was right at 95 pounds, and things went very well for me, and I ended up winning the state championship. And then the next year, I wasn't doing too bad, but I had some tough competition, and I couldn't make the weight that I wanted because another state champion was in my way, a guy by the name of Howard King. But I did come in second at 120. Then the next year, I was fortunate enough to win it again at 127 pounds. I had two excellent super coaches in Harold Mumby and Clifford Mars, two bit Mars.
Yep.
And they had a lot of confidence in me and really worked with me. I was going to get cut when I was a freshman. I went to Coach Mumby and I said, I'd like to keep coming out and practicing wrestling. He said, you can do that. You come on out. I practiced every day, never won a match that first year. But it was great. I was very fortunate, and I'm very thankful for the opportunities I've had in the school.
Well, you're still very much associated, too, Jennings, with the wrestling program now known as Bloomington South. But
yes.
Just talk to me about the tradition. You know, we talk about high schools that have football and basketball tradition, but starting with Harold Mumby, and, you know, we can go on with the coaches. You mentioned Two-Bit Myers and all of the state champions. It's a litany of outstanding young men that wore the purple and white. But what's the tradition over the years as you grow older meant to you to really be one of the forerunners in this great sport of wrestling?
Well, I think it's a great honor. It's an opportunity that was afforded me. That opportunity is for almost any youngster always to put out the effort to be successful. And it's available at the high school, but if you're going to be a winner, you've got to work at it.
Well, I tell the story. You and Patty have been together for many moons, and you recently both celebrated your birthdays in January, but you began your romance when you were still in the service, and kind of what, pen pals?
Well, that's a short, long story. I was overseas in the Army, World War II. My current wife worked for my stepfather, and with my sister-in-law, Crane. She come home to visit Bloomington one weekend. My mother asked her to write to me, and that got things started. So I met her for the first time the same day I was discharged from the Army on May the 28th, 1944. And 2.5 months later, we were married, and we still are.
Yep, and you just, as I say, both born in the month of January, just a few days apart, you at the top and Patty at the bottom, but 5 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. How are those young men and women faring? How proud are you of them?
Oh, as proud as anybody could possibly be about their family. Wonderful son and daughter, 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and they're all super.
You know, an interesting thing about Jennings' service was that he sailed around the world courtesy of the U.S. Army. He left to go to India from the West Coast, if you can imagine this now. He left to go to India for the West Coast of the United States, and upon leaving India, he sailed back to the United States in the opposite direction. So in the process, he crossed 3 oceans and 2 seas. A lot of sightseeing there, my friend.
Yeah, I've often said, I didn't know then that the Indian Ocean was 1,000 feet deep. If I had been, I don't think I'd come home. I'd stay there.
Well, I tell you what, Jennings, a nice round of applause for Jennings Polly, who was going in on July the 14th, and he'll have a big contingent of Polly fans that are going to celebrate his big night. Jennings, thanks so much. Jennings Polly, everyone.
You're welcome.
And we'll come back and continue more. We'll talk with Corey Martin and also with Mark Litz when we come back. Just getting started. It's a Hall of Fame night. Jennings Polly, the great 2-time state champion out of Bloomington High School and already inducted into the Indiana Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame. And as I suggest, at the age of 91, the oldest living selectee for our Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Quite a feat in itself right there. We're back with more. You're listening to Sports Talk on Hall of Fame night. See you in a couple of seconds. Welcome back, everyone. Hall of Fame night, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, induction class 7, July the 14th at the Convention Center. And again, we thank David Hayes, president of Comprehensive Financial Consultants, for his generous support over the years, our proud title sponsor of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, along with Kit Klingelhofer, the president, Joe Smith. And if you missed it, we'll run down the names, and we still have some to get to. Stephanie Bassett, Dobby Grossman, Mark Litz, Corey Martin, Jennings Polly, who you just heard from, a young lady that I watched grow up, class of 92, Bloomington High School North, track and cross country, Jennifer Worthen Hester. And after a fall at the finish line tonight, her a title. Back in her junior year, she came back to win it in 91. She was awarded the Mental Attitude Award given out by the IHSAA that year. She was second in 2 events, the mile and 2 mile, in the 91 state meet. As a freshman, she was second in the 3200 at state, second in the 91 Mideast Cross Country Championships, was second best in the 5,000 meter in the time of the 5,000 meters. She had the second best recorded time ever. Coached the girls' track and cross country teams out at North and also served as girls' AD, coached a couple of sectional and regional champions in both track and cross country. In 07, the cross country squad won the semi-state, finished 5th at state, and she was able to coach 2 individual champions in track, Michelle Smith and Rachel Deloney. Inducted into the Indiana Track and Cross Country Coaches Hall of Fame back in 2002, Please welcome Jennifer Worthen Hester, class of 92, Bloomington North Cross Country. We also have two coaches going in. One we'll speak to here in a second, representing Bloomington North, who had an opportunity to coach a couple of these outstanding inductees into this year's 2017 class. But one of our coaches, posthumously, a man that passed away in 1964, his name, John Adams, Bloomington High School, class of 1912. He played on the school's very first basketball team. He attended Indiana, did some coaching down at Smithville, went down to Vincennes, became really a local and state legend in his 19-year career. He won 19 straight sectional championships and 8 regionals and a state title back in 23. But the caveat, he was the first Indiana coach to win 500 games. His name again, John Adams. He will be inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame July the 14th. He's already in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, 1970. But down at Vincennes, he coached football, baseball, track and field. He was the school's AD for nearly 4 decades, retiring in 59. John Adams, 1912, our posthumous award, Bloomington High School. Our next coach going in joins a long list of outstanding men who have given time, effort, and just the overall knowledge of the sport that he was coaching and his specialties, track and cross country. Please meet and greet Ralph Siebold, Bloomington North, track and cross country. Ralph grew up here. 1963, Bloomington grad, won the sectional in the mile, then began coaching at Indian Creek, won 4 conference titles over there. But at Bloomington North, 1979, won 19 sectional titles, 11 regionals, and that was combined for both sports. And as we mentioned, he had an opportunity to coach 4 individual state champions in track and Stephanie Bassett, Amanda Worthen, Sarah Fields, and Michelle Smith, and 1 cross-country champion that we just mentioned, Jennifer Worthen Hester. Coached 3 Mental Attitude Award winners, including Jennifer and Amanda, her sister, Sarah Fields, who went on to Army, also served as North AD, directed the state indoor program in 5 IHSA state meets at IU. He worked the Olympic trials in 88 and 96, inducted into the Indiana Track and Cross Country Coaches Hall of Fame in 2004. The track at Bloomington North bears his name. Please meet and greet Ralph Siebold. And Ralph, I couldn't be... couldn't be happier for you. Just talk a little about over the years. You and I go back decades, and you grew up here, and now everything coming full circle, going into where you belong, and that's the local Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I've been lucky. My wife has always... stood behind me and put up with the many hours that I spent away from home. And my kids both went to Bloomington North, and one of them ran track for me, and the other one was a volleyball player. And you know, they put up with the fact that I was gone a lot from home, but I very much enjoyed coaching. I enjoyed being an AD. I just enjoyed working with kids, and you know, it didn't bother me whether they were the best or maybe the 25th runner on my cross country team that had 25 kids on it. I tried to treat them all the same, and at the end of the day, I just hoped that they were a better runner than they were when they started.
Well, and when I got to know you, you had a knack, Ralph, for building relationships. Talk about that, both on the boys and girls sides, down through the years in the sports that you coached, and those maroon and gold kids that were so proud to put that uniform on. Talk about building the relationships. That was just a check plus for you.
It was, you know, I think that comes from, you know, your family. You know, my parents always expected a lot, and I was lucky. I went to the old Bloomington High School, had a coach by the name of Bill Milne. We always called Wild Bill, and he was just a tremendous person, and I always tell people that probably 80% of my coaching I learned from him. You know, he was the type of person that expected you to give him his best, and somehow he managed to teach other people how to get that out of people that they coached also.
Well, I know you'll have a chance between now and the night you go in. There'll be a good delegation of Seabolt followers and a lot of young men and women that you influenced for decades, Ralph, and we couldn't be happier for you for your big night. We thank you for coming in here and sharing some thoughts, and wish you well, and we'll see you in 5 months.
Oh, thank you, and I look forward to being there. Ralph, on July 14th, I think it is.
Ralph Seabolt joining us at the Convention Center. And while we're talking, Jen Worth and Hester, Jen, just come over here for a second. And, I mean, your credentials speak for themselves. And, golly gee, I remember growing up and, you know, that terrible, you know, thing that happened to you as a young lady when you fell at the finish line your junior year. You had that doggone thing wrapped up. But let's talk a little about you, first of all, and congratulations. I couldn't be happier for a young woman that put in the time and effort and now is doing it in another vein, doing it with coaching and now administration. How's it feel to be going in the hall?
It's really overwhelming. I'm really honored. And at the same time, it's kind of scary to be going in with such an amazing group of people. But I'm very honored, and I'm just so grateful for everything that being involved in sports and athletics has done for my life and the character it's built.
Well, and you and your parents right at the top, and Coach Charlie, the Hall of Famer. He's in so many Halls of Fame. I forget how many he's in. But the relationship early on, talk about your family and how Mom and Dad really, before you began your athletic career, kind of molded you into the mom you are, the professional you are today, Jen.
Well, I think they did a lot of really good things for me. My mom and dad taught me to respect everybody, no matter, you know, what culture, what background, where they came from, what they did, to respect others and to work really hard. And I think those two things probably were responsible for helping me to accomplish what I was able to. And I think also my faith in God, which a lot of that was taught by my parents from a young age. And so I think that helped me persevere, where maybe without that it would have been difficult.
And, you know, you just listened to some comments from a guy that influenced your life.
Yes.
Talk about the association. We talked about building relationships. Talk about your relationship with Ralph Seabolt.
It was a great relationship, and it still is. I still feel honored to call him coach. I can remember from a young age him working on my chimney with my dad in the summers, and I remember from a young age wanting to go run for Ralph at Coach Seabolt at Bloomington North. I remember going to the meets. I was at all the cross-country meets from age 5. Until I was part of the program. And so I always dreamed of running for Coach Seabolt and being part of that girls' team.
You know, one of the neat things about tonight is just a story or two, and you'll be able to embellish that in July, because you've had a star-studded, outstanding career, a true professional, and more importantly than that, you've been a heck of a friend to me, and I appreciate that. Jennifer Warther Hester. And we'll be back and continue. We'll talk with Corey Martin and with Mark Litz when we come back. It's Hall of Fame night, a big night coming forth in July. Our 7th class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Back with more at Yogi's Kitchen and Tap after these timeouts. Now we continue along, a big night, and we will conclude as, if you're just tuning us in, our 2017 Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, including Stephanie Bassett, Bloomington North, Dobby Grossman, Bloomington High School, Mark Litz, Bloomington High School, Corey Martin, Edgewood High School, Jennings Polly, Bloomington High School, Jennifer Worthen Hester, Bloomington North, John Adams, our coaches, along with Ralph Seabolt, Bloomington High School, and Ralph, Bloomington High School North. And before we talk with Corey and Mark to kind of wrap up things here on a special night, where would we be without talking about two very, very important contributors and humanitarians combine. I think of it as one or the other, but two great names. Jerry Yeagley will be going into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. I likened him to as the godfather of collegiate soccer, not only around here when he took a team to sport and turned it into a dynasty, but what he did and how he impacted the entire country and world as far as the sport of soccer is concerned. But one thing about Jerry Yeagley, in all of his years and 541 victories and six national titles, was the impact that the man had for developing youth soccer. And when it's all said and done, that's why he's going into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame with his youth camps. The key to building boys and girls soccer as a leading statewide youth and high school sport. And, of course, now we'll be joining his son, Todd, who we put in a couple of years ago. And, mind you, only the only father and son combination to coach teams to Division I national championships at the same school. But if you've ever been out to Karst in the fall and you follow parents, young kids playing soccer, boys, girls, thousands are out there that play that sport. And one man helped to see to that, and that is Jerry Yeagley, who will be going in. July 14th is our 2017 contributor. A nice round of applause. The coach and his beautiful wife, Marilyn, have been ailing. You know, the old bug going around, but we hope they're listening on the radio tonight. Congratulations, coach. Well, well deserved. Our humanitarian, yet another familiar name, Dr. Brad Bomba, longtime IU team doctor, right here in Bloomington, IU team physician, outstanding high school player in Chicago, went on to become All Big Ten here at Indiana. He actually rejected an NFL contract to enter IU med school. He served as the team physician for all of the IU athletic teams dating as early as 62 through 70, and then served as basketball team physician for almost 30 years under Bob Knight. Also, Bloomington High School South team physician, chairman of the sports medicine for the Indiana State Medical Association. He he is owner of the coveted ZG Clevenger Award, and he and wife Rita, right now the parents of five outstanding high school college athletes, still performing. His grandkids with that name Bomba still performing to this very day. Dr. Brad Bomba, our humanitarian award winner, ladies and gentlemen. Well, pleased to be joined by a couple of fellas. We told you about Corey Martin. What can you say? '03, it just seems like it was just yesterday, Corey, you were out throwing, and developing into the shot putter and also into the discus when you were in high school, the performer that you were. Congratulations, first of all, going in. Just some thoughts and comments on your high school career and how that got you ready for Auburn.
It's a tremendous honor to be in there. I know you've been a big fan of mine since high school. You know, I always
have
listened to you on the radio and talking about me, so I really appreciate that. It was a constant thing of watching my sister do what she did, who's, preceded me.
Stacy?
Yep, in the Hall of Fame. But, just constantly honing the craft and working technique and being out there long hours with my dad throwing. Definitely kind of got me ready to go.
How, when you left Edgewood and soon thereafter, you developed yourself into one of the best outdoor shot putters, hammer throws. You won the title, the NCAA championship. How coveted was that to see all the hard work come to fruition to be a national champion?
It was pretty special. I finished second, I think, three times in NCAA. And, you came up short.
Always knocking on the door.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And, when finally it came in 08, and, I just put my mind to it and said, this is it. And, ended up coming out with two. And I believe I was the first one to win the hammer and the shot at the same meet, which I didn't realize at the time. But, you know, all that whole hard work for 4 or 5 years finally paying off. You know, you kind of stand atop the mountaintop and you look around, it's just great.
Well, it's very still much a part of your life. You're now on Ron Helmer's staff. How's that association with Ron? I know you were kind of a volunteer assistant for a couple of years, and now you are tutoring Hoosiers.
Sure. Yeah, Coach Helmer's great. You know, I got to know him a little bit when I moved back here finally and started being a volunteer coach and helping. And I told him one time he's a distance coach that actually knows all about track and field. You find a lot of distance coaches know a lot about distance, but I was shocked to sit down and talk to him about all the throwers that he knew or followed. He had followed me, you know, kind of through my college career. And it's been great. It's been great to learn from him, you know, with that much time and he's had in the sport. There's things that he talks about, and it's just like, wow, it's still evident today as it was back then. And, you know, he's guided me definitely in the coaching things of certain situations that have come up and, you know, what you do here, where you go here. And sometimes it's just, hey, be patient. You know, it's coming.
Well, it is, and you've been producing, and the best of luck in the upcoming indoors and NCAA-wise, Big Ten-wise, and on out to the outdoors. That will be concluded, and then you'll have time to write your speech on July 14th, Corey.
Yep.
Corey, thanks, and again, congratulations. Corey Martin, class of 03, track and field, Edgewood High School. Joining us, Mark Litch. And, you know, Mark, I tell the story, and like I said, when I first came to Bloomington, enjoyed sitting next to your pop because I love baseball, and sat down there at the field on the south side and watched a great arm perform. And I said, who's that out on the hill? And it was Mark Litz. And you had a chance, and I got to ask you right off the bat, before the Tommy John surgery and before the arm problems, you had a chance to get drafted, and you elected to stay at home and go to college. Talk about that. Was it a tough decision back then in those days?
Well, I don't think it was a tough decision. I think it was – I was excited that I had been drafted. But what was offered to you as a draft pick in those years was nothing like what it is now. And it wasn't a hard decision. I really wanted to start college. IU had offered a scholarship in baseball. I was really excited to take that. And I didn't know where I would be in baseball. I didn't want to spend the rest of my life riding around on a bus playing single-A or double-A baseball, although it would have been exciting. I don't think that's what I really wanted to do. And it would have been fun to try it, but it's something I've decided to never look back on and regret.
You know, you have overcome a lot just recently, and even when you were in high school, from a medical situation, you didn't let that bother you. You excelled, and you took up the game of golf. And thank goodness for so many that have ever played the golf here in Bloomington. But to the parents of individuals, young men and women, boys and girls, when you started that Hook a Kid on Golf program, you know, you're just a cherished individual. Talk about that whole program.
Hook a Kid is a great program that ended up going national. It was a lot of fun. The whole idea was to bring kids into golf where they didn't have a normal opportunity to get into golf. We wanted kids whose parents didn't play, whose grandparents didn't play, and we tried to pick kids who had never been around a golf course before. We wanted to introduce them to something brand new. And I think we were very successful at doing that. We've had a lot of kids that have gone on and made golf sort of their partial career, either through their business world or through what they do every day. So Hook a Kid was a great program. It brought me into junior golf right away.
Yeah.
I got the chance to teach a lot of other kids who were my instructors, and that was another really nice part of it, is that I got to bring them into golf also.
Well, and you're still teaching to this day and doing a bang-up job, and I'm sure you'll have some stories to embrace come July when we officially put you into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Couldn't happen to a nicer a young man that I watched grow up and develop into just an outstanding human being. And Mark, from all of us on the board, congratulations on your induction into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. This is a real honor for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you.
And we'll be back to close things out on Hall of Fame Night. You're listening to Sports Talk on Hall of Fame Night from Yogi's Kitchen and Tap. Well, a new class of 10, 76 now, and back with some final parting comments, Kid. You listen to some of the inductees who will have their big night in 5 months, and again, it just never gets old, does it, my friend?
It sure doesn't, Joe, and you know what strikes me is every year when I hear these people talk, you know, not only do we induct great athletes and great coaches and contributors, humanitarians, but more importantly, we're inducting great people. And, I think that says it all about our Hall of Fame right there.
No question about it. By the way, FYI, real quick, we're working on a new website design, and it'll be operational soon to people that want tickets.
We haven't started working on it yet, but it'll be close. But you can go to our website, mcshof.com, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.com, mcshof.com. Tickets $40 that can be purchased on the website. Last year, as you mentioned, we've gone from 300 to 400 the last 2 years. For the banquet, we expect a record number again this year. And again, we want to thank all of our sponsor, David Hayes, for being here tonight. Eric Powell from the Funeral Chapel, another big sponsor of ours that we greatly appreciate what they've done, and all the people who have sponsorshiped, advertised. There's room for more.
Well, there always is, and we'll embellish that as we get a little bit closer over the months. But this officially kicked it off. Now growing to 76, the 2017 class of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And we thank Yogi's and they've been our home base for years as well. Again, the Employee of the Week here with a new name. You'll see it outside. Come here to the 10th in Indiana. Dina DeJani is the Employee of the Week as we close things out. By the way, Royal South Toyota back with us, the radio home of the Reds in 2017. And they pulled out the kit. They pulled out the truck. It's headed to Goodyear, Arizona with 120 batting helmets, 100 cases of sunflower seeds, 160 buckets of bubble gum, 13,000 baseballs and 100 bats and 1,825 miles. Baseball's almost here.
It's almost there. I think they'll save all those baseballs for us.
Right here on the airwaves starting in April. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. IU women, Rutgers tomorrow night. Big one against PU in here Thursday night. The Purdue's in Indiana. ESPN big screen right here at Yogi's. You've been listening to a special night, Hall of Fame night from Yogi's Kitchen and Tap on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WTCL. See you in March. Have a great week.